All right. Well, I hope you slept last night a tiny bit. Hope it was good. I hope you're having a great day two at camp. It's going to be such a good week, and I just hope you're enjoying it so much. Live it up. Just really have a great time. I hope you're hungry. I hope your mind and your stomach is starting to think about food, because lunch is in just a little while. But before then, I hope we can get in the Word and spend some time there before we do that. I remember, like I said, camp's a special place for me. I went to camp each summer growing up, and I had a friend that I went with. We went to camp together every year, and we hung out. He lived one neighborhood over, so we could ride bikes to each other's house, and we would always hang out. We would go to camp together each summer, and I'll never forget those times. Fun, great times, experiencing God, having an absolute blast. And I remember, though, specifically my friend, for him, his camp experience was the same every single year. He did the exact same things every year. So I hope that for you, your camp experience this year is different than it was last year, and God continues to grow you and stretch you. You see, for him, every year he went to camp, he accepted Christ and got baptized. Every year. The year before that, it didn't work, I guess. I have no idea, okay? Every single year, I'm telling you, we went to camp together for 7 years, and every year we went, he was like, I haven't accepted Christ. He accepted Christ, got baptized, and got a girlfriend. Those are the three things that happened every year he went to camp, all right? You know, and now that he's a grown man and he's living for the Lord, he has a job and a family, he's a great guy, and I think now he probably looks on that and laughs, but really he was trying to find some identity in that. You know, he really was. I think his heart was right, and he was making the effort for this kind of fresh camp experience, you know, this new camp experience. And so he would have camp, he would experience it, he would accept Christ, then he would get baptized, and then he would go home and be the same. And so he would live for the next 12 months, however he did before. He would go back to camp and he would think, okay, this year, again and again and again and again, 7 years in a row, until the point where some of the counselors started realizing, this kid gets baptized every year at camp. Why are we doing this? So they cut him off, said, no more baptizing you. But I wonder if you've been in a cycle similar to that before, where God is trying to do something in your life, but for whatever reason, you keep circling around it. You see, the interesting thing for my friend is it was really only in his spiritual life that he struggled to have freshness. It was really only in his spiritual life that he was feeling like he couldn't get a new sense of who God was. Because I was his friend, and let me tell you something, in his non-spiritual life, we had fun. And we were always doing new and fresh things, and we were never doing the same thing twice. This is the friend that we almost burned his parents' bathroom down with, okay? In that house afterwards, there's a huge burn mark over the sink area, and the rug caught on fire. This is the friend that down the street they were building a new house, and it was all, you know, it was all still wood, and they hadn't really finished the project yet, and so the door was unlocked. So we went in and played some airsoft, right? We had a little airsoft battle in there, and we're running all up and down the stairs, and it was great. You know what, if you ever get that opportunity, and you don't have to sneak in, you should try it out. It's great. And so we're in this house and we're running all around. And this is the same friend who decided that there was only one door in the house because it was just being built. It was upstairs. And it was the back glass door. And for some reason, he was compelled to jump through the glass door. And that was when the fun ended. That was when I thought, we have to go home. You have officially broken the law, friend. What are you thinking? This is the same friend who, when he got his brand new truck, which was a 2001 F-150 single cab with nothing special about it, he told me, he said, I'm not letting you drive my truck because you'll mess it up. And I'm like, my car is nicer than your car. You can't drive my car. Okay. And the next day, he takes his truck down to the cul-de-sac of his house where he lived, and he did donuts. And we recorded it on a camera until his tires melted. Okay, he is spicing up his life, like always trying new things. This is the same friend that we're in his backyard, and we decided we're gonna light off fireworks and throw them in the pool and see what would happen. And his dad comes out and he's like, "Hey guys, what are you doing? You can't have fireworks." And my friend, this genius, goes, "Dad, we're not lighting fireworks, we're cleaning our shoes." He takes his shoe off and he starts smacking it on the ground. And it sounded the same as the fireworks. And I'm like, "You fail every class, but you are so smart. What is going on right now?" This friend always searching for newness, always finding something fresh when it came to life. But when it came to his spiritual life, always doing the same things, thinking that accepting Christ or getting baptized, which were these two things that impacted his life, if he could just do and experience those things again, then he would be different, and it wasn't true. As I was praying for you guys and spending time thinking about this week, the Lord really put on my heart, and I shared a little bit of this last night, put on my heart the idea that we see in Scripture of this phrase, a new song. A new song. And you see it a few times in the Old Testament, a few times in the New Testament, where someone will write, "Sing to the Lord a new song." And I love that phrase and the idea of that. And so I was so curious about it. So I started just kind of researching it and meditating on it and spending some time with it. And I realized here was kind of the idea behind it, is God would do something in someone's life, or someone would be waiting for God to do something in their life, and they would decide to write a new song about it, to sing a new song, a new praise. And I wonder if you came to camp this week and you're sitting here right now, and like my friend, you've been just singing the same old song. I wonder if it's time to write a new song. And I wonder what that new song looks like for your life. I want to read these two passages, kind of give you a grip right here. They're both in, two of these first passages are in Psalms chapter 96. If you want to turn there in your Bibles to Psalms chapter 96, be a great place to mark. That idea of a new song is a freshness. I would love for every one of you to walk away and have a fresh experience with God, that your relationship with Him would be fresh, take on a new form. You would have new things to thank Him for. Here's what it says, verse 1 of 96. It says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Tell of His salvation day to day." Sing to the Lord a new song. You can kind of fast forward down here to verse 10 in the same chapter. It says, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the Lord established the world. It shall never be moved." When the Lord establishes something, it can't be moved. You cannot decide to move the earth or change the way it rotates. You can't do that. You cannot decide how big or large the earth is. You can't make it smaller. Only God can do that. He is the one that works in our heart. He is the one that anchors our soul. And when we sing to Him a new song, when we begin to experience him in new and fresh ways, and we begin to allow him to anchor our life in him. An anchor that can't be moved. You see, with my friend, and the things that we would do, and we would go and we would try to find new fun and new ideas and enjoy things in new ways, and all of them were fleeting, and maybe for the moment they were fun, and then the fun ended. Because they were of the world, they were of the flesh. They were us trying to create those things. And it's the same in your spiritual life. If you go out and you try to create an experience with God, if I can just stand here and worship, and I can just raise my hands, or I can move them so fast, or if I can just get on my knees, I can create this experience. You can't. It's God that does it. And so as we're exploring this idea this morning of a new song, of a fresh experience with God, of a fresh anchoring for our soul in him, it's God that does it. And that's good news, because when you do it, the anchor can be moved. You see, every year when my friend went to camp, he would accept Christ and he would be baptized, right? That was him doing it. He was forcing those things to happen. He thought, if I can make these things happen, I know that I'll be anchored in God. I know that I'll be rooted in God. I know that I'll be established. No, sure enough, he'd get back day one, moved. Get back after camp next year, nope, life back to normal. Third year, life back to normal. Fourth year, on and on and on. Because it was his work. He was trying to create it. And what we create can be moved. But what God creates cannot be moved. If we try to craft the experience ourselves, the worship band is that come up here and say, okay, if we can sing these songs in a certain way, then people's hearts will come alive for Jesus. No, you know, the songs are great and they help and they're awesome, but either your heart's alive for Jesus and the Spirit is within you, or it's not. I want you to turn here to, if you would, to Psalms 40. It says it again here. Psalm 40, verse 3. It says, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. As I was reflecting and thinking about this newness and this freshness and this new song that I think that God wants to anchor your heart in, and this idea that you would experience him this week, it would take you home and it would take you to tomorrow and it would take you to lunch even today with a different perspective on your relationship with God. I was quickly reminded through studying all the scriptures that say a new song, through studying the passages that talk about it, that it's not me that puts the song in your mouth. It's God that does it. And here's the good news. I can't sing, so I don't have to sing a literal song. The idea of the song is an attitude. It's a mindset. It's a heart change. It's a decision. We see so many times throughout Scripture that people are facing the worst odds, and yet they're choosing to praise God. They're choosing to live for Jesus. It's because he's the one putting the song in their mouth. I wonder what it would look like this week at camp if you begin to ask God to give you a new song. I wonder what God would put on your heart if you ask him, God, what would it look like in my life if I began to sing a new song for you? You see, in the people that are constantly asking God this, they may sing a new song every day, every week, every month, every year. It's a song. And God puts it in our mouth. But so many of us are trying to live on past experiences we've had with God. We're trying to live on the fact that, here's the deal, we accepted Christ and we were baptized. We're trying to live on the fact that we go to church. We're trying to live on the fact that we went to camp or we're at camp now. That's the song that we're trying to sing. That's an old song. That's not a new song. Or maybe we're confusing what it looks like when God puts that song in our mouth and we're trying to find fulfillment in other things. I spent so much of my life trying to find fulfillment in relationships and in sports, trying to get good grades. If you guys don't know, one of my stories, one of my testimonies of what God did in my life is I went through elementary school, and guys, I was so dumb. I don't even know why my mind couldn't like be smart. I don't know. And my elementary school experience after repeating first grade twice was pretty much every test that we took, they had to bring me out in the hall and explain to me how terrible I did on that test. And like try to help me like not fail. Right? It is the most deflating thing. And I would try. It was like, I would try so hard, and I just couldn't do it. And I finally remember sixth grade, and everyone was taking the test, the math test, some other tests to like kind of decide what your placement would be and like what math you would take in junior high. And I'm like, what's the lowest math? I'll be in the one lower. Like, they're going to have to create a new lowest math for me. That's the problem, all right? I just cannot process information right now. And my heart was so heavy, and I remember in sixth grade just really giving that to the Lord, being like, okay, God, like, I can't do this without you. Like, I don't know what this is. I don't know why I can't focus in school, and I don't know why I can't get good grades, and this is embarrassing, and it is awful, and, like, people are just, like, not making fun of me because, you know, everyone's trying to be kind of nice, like, and I remember wrestling through seventh grade. And my motivation, like I was so pushed because if you got a failing grade at any point in two classes, you couldn't play sports. And I was like, I have to play sports. I cannot do that. I was so motivated. Okay, I'm going to do this. And then in eighth grade, started like really getting traction and started like, you know, I'm like understanding these things. And finally, ninth grade rolls around. Ninth grade starts. And I was like, I was dead set like, I have to get a scholarship going to school, and I have to get good grades. And I went through ninth grade and 10th grade and 11th grade and 12th grade, all straight A's, like overnight change. Don't clap. Don't need to clap for that. It's weird. It's weird. It's just grades. They're just grades. But here was the thing. Here was the thing, clappers. Because all of a sudden, all of the really smart kids that I had been going to asking for help, like, can you please help me? Can you please help me? Like, I do not understand this. Like, all of a sudden, they were coming to me asking for help. And guys, it felt good. It felt real good. And I was like, how much money you got? Help. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you can't clap for that either. That's illegal. But all of a sudden, I went from wanting to have no identity in grades and how good I am at school to finding great identity in it. Because I have straight A's now. And for the first time And for a lot of my classmates, they were like, oh yeah, we've been having straight A's, but now, you know, we're trying to like, you know, get good grades. I'm like, no, this is a big deal for me. And they're asking me the questions, and I'm in college classes in high school, and I'm feeling awesome. And like, this is all of a sudden identity is wrapped up in what I'm doing. And so quickly, I forgot that it was God who brought me to this place. And it was him who began to work in my heart and in my mind to help me grasp the material and help me get good grades. Because he knew my heart. And it was so easy to walk around and say, guys, I got a full ride scholarship to go to college. Instead of saying, guys, God gave me a full ride scholarship to go to college. Because I earned it, right? I was earning those good grades. No, see, all along, it was just God using me. It was him working through me. He was the one he's the one right now that's making my brain work. He's the one right now that's pumping my heart. He's the one right now that's filling my lungs with air. He's the one who's putting the new song in my mouth. It's not me. But how quickly we forget and think that we're good enough, that we can do it. And how quickly we find value in something else other than God. I wonder what old song you've been singing. I wonder if we were all being honest and we were kind of just laying our life on the x-ray machine and we were able to look right through it and see, okay, what old song has Mac been singing? It's tough to get up here and teach new stuff. I got 1,000 old messages. But you guys need a new song. You need a new heartbeat from God. I can't teach you what I taught someone else. I can't speak to you how I spoke to someone else. And you can't live how someone else is living, and you can't live on last year's Bible study. You can't live on last year's and how you were seeking after the Lord. I wonder what it would look like if we began to let the Lord put a new song in our mouth. To speak over our heart what his plan and expectation for us this week at camp was. I want to challenge you guys today. You got lunch, you got some time for break, you got some time for rec, you got some free time. All those things will be great and fun and you will enjoy them. But how could we go another minute? God was working on my heart this morning as I was waking up and I was just spending time with him. How could I go another minute without asking the Lord for a newness and a freshness of him? Instead of trying to live on yesterday's or last month's or last year of what God was doing. This is a new opportunity and a new chance for us. And he will put the song in your mouth. He'll do the work. You just have to be willing. You just have to give him the glory and the credit. Let me do this. Let me pray for us. I'm going to ask the band to come back up. They're going to sing a song in response. And then I'm going to come back up and share here at the end. I really encourage you guys. The best way to do this, to set aside some time today. As soon as you can, grab some pen, grab some paper, and journal it out. Write it out. Write down. God, what is the new song that you want to put in my heart? Let me pray. The band's going to sing, and then I'm going to come back up and close this out. God, you are good, and I thank you that you are always fresh. That everything you give us and every experience that you have for us and every word of scripture that is in here is fresh, God. God, I'm looking around the room and I'm looking at the hearts of these students. And I feel that so many of them aren't walking and living in that freshness. They're singing last year's song or last week's song. They're living on an old experience. God, give us a newness of who you are. Put that in our heart, God. Pray this in your name.